WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, Texas Republicans giving permission to the legislature sergeant-at-arms to round up and arrest the Democratic lawmakers who have left the state rather than vote on new congressional maps. The top legislator in Texas also weighing in, says ABC's Jonathan Carl.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is playing hardball with Texas Democrats. He's threatening Democratic lawmakers who left the state with steep fines, with arrest, and he's ordering a criminal investigation into whether any of them broke bribery laws by accepting funds to pay for their trips out of state.
Hazy skies in Boston as smoke from more than 700 Canadian wildfires drift south, resulting in hazardous air quality there and elsewhere in the northern U.S. A couple of major wildfires continue burning in this country in Southern California, threatening hundreds of homes, many of them in remote parts of Santa Barbara County. Sources tell ABC News Israel plans to expand the war in Gaza by moving further into populated areas. This is ABC News.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The federal government has pulled funding for a local camp meant to help neurodivergent kids enjoy STEM subjects. Michael Notaro is the director of the Center for Climatic Research at UW-Madison. He started the first STEM camp 4 years ago in Beloit and has added two more in Madison and Baraboo. They're geared toward middle and high school students and inspired by Notaro's own family.
And the goals of the camps are basically to support and foster neurodiversity, to encourage autistic and neurodiverse youth to consider pursuing science degrees and careers.
The camps were funded by grants from the National Science Foundation, but now they've been canceled. Notaro says because it's geared toward neurodivergent kids, the camp counts as a diversity, equity, and inclusion program. Those types of programs have been targets for the Trump administration.
It was disheartening. It was not surprised at all that it happened. It was, you know, had a pretty hard impact because it was right before the summer when we were getting ready to start up our three camps.
The Coakley Foundation stepped up to keep the camps running this summer. Notaro says, thank goodness, because families rely on this.
These camps help their kids develop advocacy, build social skills and friendships, really make them feel welcome in a safe environment where their neurodiversity is like champions rather than discouraged. In the last 4 years, we've had youth from middle school and high school age kids come from 35 different communities across Wisconsin and Illinois. It's across about a 300-mile radius. So, and it really demonstrates the fact that families are willing to drive very long distances for these camps.
The future is uncertain, and Notaro is searching for other ways to fund the camps. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A rainy night in Georgia. The Brewers and the Braves playing in the mist. Top of the fourth, two men on, and the Brewers' Isaac Collins at the plate. FanDuel Wisconsin.
Well, it's 3-2 on Collins. See if they send Yelich. He goes, and a swing and a drive to right field. This is hit a ton. It is gone for Collins. A three-run shot. The Brewers have the lead. Seventh home run of the year for Isaac Collins.
How about this kid, Isaac Collins?
The Brewers held on to win 3-1. Their fourth win in a row, thanks to some great base running. Pat Murphy.
I still chalk it up to we base run, you know what I mean? William taking off 3-2 there. The threat of Yelly stealing there 3-2. Maybe it changed the pitch that they threw Collins. Who knows? But credit to Isaac. You know, he put a great swing on a pitch.
NFL, the Packers' new starting defensive back, Nate Hobbs, out for at least the next 3 weeks after having knee surgery. The team hoping to have him back for the season opener against the Lions. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
We are going to be dealing with more of that wildfire smoke today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight, clear. We're going to drop down to 63 tomorrow. More sunshine with a high right around 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Maggie Dawn.
Well, I'm off enjoying the sights and sounds of some of my favorite places in Wisconsin. Guest hosts are stepping in with sharp insights into Wisconsin politics and beyond. Don't miss these great conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
Speaking of stuffing reality down the old dum-dum hole, on Friday, we got the most recent jobs report, and it turns out just 73,000 jobs were added last month. And in June, the U.S. added less than 20,000 jobs, meaning Trump just delivered the worst 3 months of job growth since the pandemic. He's taking us back to COVID now. That explains why he's growing sourdough starter around his ankles.
Stephen Colbert, hero of democracy. Oh, look, there's another one.
What?
Yeah. This one's got red hair.
Jody on the show.
What?
That's what we're waiting for.
Woo-hoo.
I'm gonna talk with Steffi, who's our favorite
four.
Nothing really grows with Jody on the show with Steffi.
Now, Jody, I know you have high blood pressure. It's one of the reasons you had to leave Stephanie Miller International
and Sons.
That is
part of the reason, yes.
Now,
she put it on me.
So now he has to take my
medication. Now you can enjoy an early death.
Great.
He's younger than I am by a few years.
But I assume you have by now fired your doctor, and now you have blood pressure numbers that you like.
Oh, yeah. They're perfect now. Yeah.
Now they're perfect.
They're 110 over 70.
So now
they're
you totally can, now you can come back to work.
No.
Okay. Oh, your brain's still working. Okay. All right. You know, I didn't think my brain was working this morning because I thought, even in this insane timeline, did you think that you would read Sean Duffy to order a nuclear...
Yes.
I can't even get through the sentence.
On the moon.
On the moon.
Nuclear reactor to be built on the moon.
And how would that help us here? That's my question.
I would like to make a request. Could you maybe keep the planes in the sky here in America first, and then maybe...
Yeah, so I just fly in a couple of weeks to go to a friend of mine's memorial, so please keep the planes up in the air.
Yeah, he's the real... Yeah, maybe just get into Reagan Airport, like, alive. I don't know, it's just... I know, it's crazy. That's crazy.
For SSNGs?
Yeah.
I'm flying into Reagan Airport at the end of the month.
Yeah, please, yes, please. Jody, despite her fantastic blood pressure numbers, cannot come back to work, so please... Keep Chris,
I am coming
Chris,
in for Chris
alive.
The week that he's gone.
I know. Chris's vacation's coming up, then Bella's.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then mine.
And then
yours.
For
my birthday week, my
44th
birthday, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well,
really?
Yes.
Are we still going with that?
Uh-huh. All right. We all have to do math in our heads.
Uh-huh.
Well, yes.
Thanks to your mom.
Bella's eyes just like spun around. What am I supposed to say? Okay. It's important to maintain the big lie.
Yes, and. It's always yes, and.
Yeah.
That's when I enjoy the Gen Z stare. She's like, 44. Okay. Okay. Yeah, so he's the reality show guy, right? I forget which one. Okay.
Real World.
Yes,
Boston.
That's it.
Real World Boston.
Okay. Right. That guy who's the head of... Okay, I have the same question. Is are they all drunk? Are they all out drinking with Pete Hegseth and Judge Jeanine?
Yes.
Blowing up the moon, not on my bingo card
morning. What would be the point of doing that unless you're going to put a colony up?
Oh, I know. It'll cost us several trillion dollars, $11 billion,
yeah,
and blow up the deficit even more. But you got to cut your Medicaid.
Doge.
Yeah, right.
They do want to put a colony on the moon. That's why they're looking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's why.
Right, but why would you need it? We already have enough nukes to blow up the world like five times over. Okay, he's doing other stuff.
He's working.
It's not important now. Because we already have a lot of nukes. Okay.
They could use solar energy up on the moon since there's no atmosphere there.
By the way, you know what's important about this? Trump is in the Epstein files. Okay.
I thought Epstein was in the Trump files.
Yes. Like I said yesterday, that's what it's starting to look like. Oh, my God. This is the dumbest, plot ever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, this one, my current addiction is Desperate Housewives, which I'm waiting for your mom, Carol Burnett's. I didn't realize she's
Marcia
on it.
Cross's mom.
I just saw my dear friend Leslie Ann Warren play Terry Hatcher's mother. She was fantastic.
Leslie Ann Warren looks younger than Terry Hatcher anymore.
Oh, I promise.
And not that Terry Hatcher looks old, but it's like Leslie Ann Warren looks like she's 20 still.
Oh, I know. Well, she had her really young and on the show. Yeah.
I know how old she is. She looks like she's 20.
I know. She's Leslie Ann Warren is absolutely that gorgeous in person.
She really
too.
Is.
Oh, by the way, I promised my new best friend, not Jessica Tarloff, the other one, Anna Ortiz. Yeah, I promised that you, because you're Mark Cherry's friend, you're going to get Mark on the phone. Uh-huh. Me and I don't really need to be involved, but I just want to horn my way in. We'll do a Zoom call with you, Mark, me, Ava, and, Anna and
Ava
Longoria.
Okay.
She has to be involved.
Okay.
She and Mark created the devious.
Bella's favorite character on Desperate Housewives.
She's the titular character.
Yeah.
She is.
I like
she's
the
reason that show was made.
She puts the in titular.
I like the gardener.
Wow, I tell you what.
The gardener?
What? Yeah. Oh, the gardener's hot.
I know, right?
Isn't he?
Yeah.
I saw him at the gym one day.
What's her boyfriend? Mike, he's hot too. The plumber. Mike the plumber.
Yes, very.
Although he's a plumber. He's not really a plumber. He's a plumber like the Watergate guys were plumbers. I think. I don't know. Maybe I'm not following the plot.
Did he lay pipe?
And Terry Hatcher, yeah.
All of you Louise right now.
What?
It's you. You make the show
weird.
Yes,
you make
it weird.
That's
why it's our favorite day. Okay. Anyway, where was I?
I don't know.
Yes, let's get this, Devious Maids reboot going, or a movie or something. What's Mark Cherry doing? Lazing around, eating bonbons. Get him on the phone right now. Call him right now.
No.
Atta girl.
No.
Wouldn't that be funny? Jody, I'm up eating bonbons. What are you calling for?
It's early.
Yeah, it's 6 in the morning.
All right, then. Oh, by the way, we really do care about waste and Do you have the Rocky Mountain Mike thing? Yeah. We really do care about waste, fraud, and abuse. Since we're going to be, making up our own jobs numbers and also whatever's in the Epstein files, everything's being sharpie. When you have to sharpie everything, it takes too long. That's
sure.
The delay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we found a solution. We found a solution.
Uh-oh.
We found a solution.
It's around here somewhere.
Hey, well, I'll play 1 second.
Okay, I'll just wait here.
Hi.
Oh, good. Chris is getting my things.
He's got your stuff with the thing and the people.
Right. Here. Hey, did I mention that Jody does the politics bar? It's her new show. We did almost the whole show yesterday. Okay, hang on.
Now you started something.
What was I saying?
The politics bar, you did a whole show.
Oh, yeah, we did the whole show yesterday as our traffic reporter from the late
90s.
I
heard that.
Yeah.
I've been with Kleenex for almost 25 years now. Okay, but your husband does the politics bar.
Yeah.
Yes, that is a lot.
With Jody Hamilton.
Is Sean Smith?
Yes, exactly. Yes, Sean Smith Pierce. Why does he have three names? Is he a serial killer and or married to someone whose name he took?
That's what he wanted us to do.
Okay. Thanks for the explanation.
And you're Jody Louise Hamilton.
All right. Okay. We found the solution. I'll just recue. Here we go.
Hey, Ralph.
Hold on, Sam.
Yes, sir.
I don't want to hear any excuses.
We'll get right on it. Yes, sir.
Now, get busy removing my name.
Yes, we'll get right on it, sir. Yes. Hey, Sam, have you seen the stack of Epstein files we have to go over?
Yes, it's quite the task.
And we have to redact Trump's name or any reference to him from all of them.
Nothing to do but get to work.
It looks like you're redacting just one name from a potentially explosive list of pedophiles. Can I help?
What?
Who are you?
I'm Snippy, the complicit paperclip. I can help you redact those names in a jiffy.
Great. That's awesome.
Well, actually, just one name.
Well, that makes it even easier.
Great.
All you need to do is type Control H for find and replace, then type in Donald Trump.
Okay. Then what?
In the replace field, type in Democrat. Then just click OK.
Wow, look at it go.
Of course, you'll have to wait a few hours while it removes every occurrence of his name.
Whose name?
Exactly. That can help with all kinds of tasks, like creating better job numbers, removing references to impeachment in the Smithsonian, or even removing 2 minutes and 53 seconds of video from a file.
We love you, Snippy.
Snippy, the complicit paperclip, new from Micropenis. The people who brought you paint the wrong picture, I have the best word, I excel at identifying giraffes, and corporate media access.
Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. Aww. Thank you, Richard Hensel in Chicago.
Yeah.
That was fantastic. Bella, we need to get you a Snippy so you can get your production work done quicker, right?
Mm-hmm. Or just hit find and replace.
That works.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Well, I don't know things.
You can do that.
All right.
It's not that difficult.
Yeah.
All right. We have some quality entertainment coming up on the show today. Charlie Pearson also, I'm just reading through Katara Ravishe's new Telenova. Is this
Telenovela?
Yes. Oh, what did it do now?
Yeah.
It's very dramatic.
Yeah, he wrote a piece for some Long Island newspaper about his first days.
Oh, dear. Aww, oh, God.
It's so
dramatic. Is this Siobhan Wett?
It's so dramatic.
All right, we will get to that. Okay, and yay for Alpha Liberals. Go Texas Democrats.
Amen. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. After Congress just fleed Washington to avoid releasing the Epstein files of pedophiles, they accuse they're trying to save democracy. There's a difference. Both sides don't do it, Jody. Have I ever said that?
I don't think I've ever heard that.
Both sides, not the same. So good for them. Yay. And I can't believe, what's his name? Ken Paxton. He fled the state to avoid a subpoena because he's a corrupt as Don't even get me started on the...
God. Right-wing
I want my country back. I want my democracy back, Jody. Did you see Brazil's Supreme Court just did something wacky? They ordered the arrest of Bolsonaro for, trying to incite...
He's under house arrest.
Overturned an election.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See how that works?
Bracelets on his...
Right. Oh, well, you couldn't get one of those around Trump's cankles. But
we'll come up with a sourdough starter that he's throwing around there.
He need a thigh version of it.
It was sourdough.
Sourdough's great.
Anyway, I want my democracy back. I want my Rose Garden back. Don't you, Jody? I want my White House back. It's the people's house. I want Jody Hamilton singing. That's what I want.
I beg your pardon.
She's so talented.
Why did you ruin it, the Rose Garden?
Again.
Along with the tree line. You make the lawn look like a coal mine. When you rip out all the flowers like you did at Trump Tower, you've got to go, oh, 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 I beg your pardon. Why did you ruin it, the Rose Garden? Well, we know he gives you things like big diamond rings, but you don't rip roses out and just replace them with clover. Just because you know it's over.
Stop booping, Bonnie.
It's the sweet talk we see through. I don't care, do you? Did you think we gave it all to you?
She's gonna bite that sausage finger off in a second.
Do you think orange lives matter? So smile, say be best, and act all jolly. Make the South Lawn look like Benghazi. Attack it all. Why did you ruin it, the Rose Garden?
Oh, beautiful song stylings of Jody Hamilton. And I assume Marion Ann Arbor on backup, or
I don't know.
I think that was you on backup, wasn't it?
Was me and
you,
Mike.
Oh, it was you on backup as well.
Mike and me
so talented.
Back. Yeah. I think
listen,
so.
The words were really good, too. You spent that time over booping Bonnie's nose. Stop it. Stop booping her.
Because she's just staring at him.
Yeah, okay. She is. She's like, that. What are you doing?
One boop is enough. Stop it.
She deserves all the boops.
She liked it.
You're used to your game, Who's Got a Little Pink Nose, that you play with your
cat.
Dogs are different. She will bite that sausage finger off if you don't stop.
She bite kisses.
She does. She's a bite kisser.
Now she's staring at me.
Boots is wondering if she'll ever figure out who has a little pink nose.
Yeah, right? Maybe Clyde may never figure out who's a good boy. He may never find
Daisy
out.
Daisy just has little pink lips.
Aw.
All right, let's move on. Okay. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by, being part of the historic event, Lech Walesa, the Nobel Peace Prize winner, former president of Poland, one of the world's greatest leaders, and his first ever grand lecture tour. That's what I'm calling my next sexy liberal. Grand lecture tour. Because, I'll be on in years. It's more like a Dame Stephanie Miller presents. Hey, it's coming to 28 cities in the United States and Canada. Register today at historyexplorer.com to hear directly from a global hero who changed the course of history, inspired millions around the world. Now the greatest challenges of our time lie ahead. Don't have to tell you, do I, boy howdy? Democracy being tested, freedoms under pressure, the world is changing before our very eyes. Are we ready for these changes? How do we fight for a better tomorrow? Lech Walesa will take you behind the scenes of one of history's greatest turning points to draw lessons for a future that we must build together. Join Lech Walesa, the true hero of our times, for a conversation that will shape tomorrow. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime event. Reserve your seat now. Just head over to historyexplorer.com. One more time, historyexplorer.com.
I don't mean to ignore your strange monologue, but can't take my eyes off her.
Stephanie Miller.
This enchanting vision. The moment I saw her, I felt as if I'd met her before.
Well, if you've ever tried to sleep through a summer heat wave, you know the struggle, flipping the pillow, tossing the covers, sweating through the night. That used to be me until I discovered Cozy Earth sheets. These aren't your average sheets. Made from viscose from bamboo, Cozy Earth bedding is naturally temperature regulating, moisture wicking, designed to keep you cool, dry, and comfortable all night long. Since I've made the switch, I've been sleeping several degrees cooler and waking up feeling genuinely refreshed. But Cozy Earth isn't just for bedtime. Their apparel line, like the All Day Tee and Studio Pant Collection, is ridiculously soft, breathable, perfect for lounging, traveling, or just living in comfort. Once you try it, you're going to want to wear it everywhere. Here's the best part. There's no risk. Cozy Earth offers a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. Try them during the hottest stretch of the year. If you're not completely in love, send them back. Luxury should not be out of reach. Go to CozyEarth.com. Use my code Stephanie for up to 40% off. Best-selling temperature-regulating sheets, apparel, and more. Trust me, you're going to feel the difference from the very first night. That is CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie. One more time, CozyEarth.com. Type in Stephanie.
Our public schools are not Sunday schools. Across the country, lawmakers are turning public schools into battlegrounds for religious indoctrination. Ten Commandments posters in classrooms, school chaplains replacing trained counselors, and taxpayer-funded vouchers siphoning billions from public schools into private religious academies, many that discriminate based on religion, gender identity, or sexual orientation. This isn't religious freedom. It's religious takeover. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is sounding the alarm and taking action. We're challenging these attacks in court, exposing the lawmakers behind them, and protecting students' rights to learn free from religious coercion. Learn what's happening in your state and how to push back at ffrf.us/school or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school because our public schools are for education, not evangelism. Text Miller to 511-511 to learn more. Text fees may apply.
It's a party on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, and you're invited every Tuesday at 5:30. It's just Merle and a girl, and Thursdays on the patio feature singer-songwriter Shelly Faith.
Well, hey, bartender, won't you pour me another?
Music starts at 5:30. It's live music on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge every Tuesday and Thursday. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
I love a day on the water with friends, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis sometimes holds me back. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Teaching music is my passion, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm treating my joint symptoms with Skyrizi.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Or if you are an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZI to learn more.
This is Chad Spate. Are you thinking about improving your home? At Chad's Design Build, we're proud to offer remodeling done well with love. And our commitments to you and your home convey that love and spell our name. The Chad's experience is structured to provide excellent communication, honesty, accuracy, detailed proposals, and satisfied customers. We're also committed to making your home comfortable, healthy, attractive, durable, and sustainable. If you want a quality remodel and a quality remodeling experience, go to ChadsDesignBuild.com to learn more.
So.
Stephanie Miller.
The Stephanie Miller Show. Jody Hamilton's here, y'all.
Yeah.
Charlie Pierce is coming up. Her lover. Okay. Anita in San Antonio. Hi, Anita.
Hi. Good morning. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning,
everyone.
Anita. Texas goes to the front of the line today because yay for Texas Dems.
Yes.
I know. Well, yeah, we need something. But this is the only way. I mean, Democrats tried to... gerrymandering, sorry.
What the heck was that?
Trying to ban gerrymandering.
Wait. Anita, what sort of beast is that?
Sounded like a werewolf.
That's Leia. She's is some sort of beast. I'm not really sure. We have to have DNA testing.
I'm going to say hound dog. Okay, but
werewolf.
See, werewolf. Hound dog. Yeah,
oh, there. Wolf.
Werewolf. Yeah.
Go ahead.
He's a pretty dog, though.
Sorry, Anita. I was just afraid you put something down the garbage disposal by mistake. Okay, go ahead.
No, but Democrats tried to ban gerrymandering, remember, mm-hmm. in that Voter
yes.
Protection Act?
Yes.
The Democrats have
every
always
Democrat,
been against gerrymandering.
Every Democrat
yeah.
voted for it, and every Republican voted against. So don't yeah. tell me both parties
exactly.
are the same.
And so the thing is, the only way to stop Republicans from using gerrymandering is when they start to realize it's not working for them.
Mm-hmm.
So
well,
we have to fight them. We yeah. California has to do this. Illinois. Any blue state, because when it stops working for them, they're going to be all in on banning gerrymandering.
Yeah, and Anita, by the way,
as someone
mm-hmm. posted, so if the Republicans already have the majority and they won the presidential election by a landslide, including all the swing states, why do they need to gerrymander districts to keep it? I mean, they obviously know everything they and Trump are doing is wildly unpopular, right?
Oh, I know. Well, there's a representative there from California, Kyle something or what?
Yeah,
and
he's a
says
Republican.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right, and he is whining. Oh, by the way, they're trying to gerrymander Jasmine Crockett out of her district.
I know. Yeah. Erase it. This is, like I said yesterday, Jody, this is personal.
It is. It's
not just political, and you can tell that that's how she's so effective.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of alpha liberals,
what?
Badass women, Kathy Hochul, Governor Hochul, go on.
History will judge us and how we respond to this moment. But here in New York, we will not stand on the sidelines with the timid souls on the sidelines who don't care, will not invest their heart and soul into this battle. This is a war. We are at war. And that's why the gloves are off, and I say, bring it on.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
Go on, sister.
Oh, it's been brought in.
It has been brought in. Thank you. Something has happened,
uh-huh.
and something's being did,
uh-huh.
is my point. Seth, homo of hope, you're on with Jody on the show.
Oh, boy, I'm up against a hard break. I got three things.
You like it. Go ahead.
I like it hard.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
He likes his breaks hard. Go ahead.
If I'm going to break, I may have to come back afterwards for another round.
wow.
Number one.
Okay.
And I could, you know. Number one, I want to see a diamond interview with all the Democrats who voted for Democrats across the state of North Carolina but did not vote for Kamala. I want to hear those interviews. Tom Hartman made me think about that yesterday.
Yeah.
Number two, if I was innocent, I'd want my name all in the files. I'd want my name out there completely.
Exactly.
If I had something to hide,
right.
Oops, I would want my name out. And number three, I want in on that Mark Sherry call because I just finished Devious Maid, and if I'm going to get through these next 2.5 years, 3 years, I need more Devious Maid.
Okay. We all need more Devious Maids. You can't jump the horn in on the Mark Cherry Zoom call. You're not invited. Okay, 20.
He loves
that.
Seth's a good writer, though.
He loves
that. Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You're invited.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Measles rates are the highest they've been in 30 years. And compared to the rest of the nation, Wisconsin has the second lowest measles vaccination rate for kindergartners. Now's the time of year when kids go to the doctor to get immunized before the school year starts. And Wisconsin's Department of Health Services is urging parents to get their kids vaccinated. Well, now, new numbers show immunization rates are staying steady, meaning Wisconsin may continue to be one of the least vaccinated states against measles. Melissa Kay reports.
While vaccination rates held close to the previous year when disregarding the new meningitis vaccine requirement for 7th through 12th graders, rates are still below the 95% needed to prevent an outbreak. 89.3% of Wisconsin students meet the minimum vaccination requirements. Last year, whooping cough surged in Wisconsin classrooms. Nearly 3,000 cases of this vaccine-preventable illness were reported to DHS. Now, with measles cases having been reported in the state, DHS officials warn that one out of every four people in the U.S. who contract this highly contagious disease are hospitalized. Stephanie Schauer, director of Wisconsin Immunization Program, says routine vaccines don't just protect your child, they help keep classrooms and the whole community safe.
Meanwhile, two Republican state lawmakers, Representative Lindy Brill of Sheboygan Falls and Senator Rachel Cabral Guevara of Appleton, are pushing a bill that would require schools make it easier for parents to opt out of vaccines. The bill would require school districts to distribute waiver forms allowing parents to opt out of vaccine requirements. That's according to reporting from the Wisconsin Examiner. Students here in the Badger State are required to be vaccinated, but parents can exempt their children for medical, religious, or personal reasons. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are going to be dealing with more of that wildfire smoke today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight, clear. We're going to drop down to 63 tomorrow. More sunshine with a high right around 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Anderson, who is the founder of Wisconsinology.com. You were great in the documentary. That's really exciting.
I'm really not as a documentary filmmaker because I get bored so quick. You have to really dig into your subject, and you got to show up every day, sometimes for years,
yeah,
to let a story unfold or to find a story. I'm good for one day.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome photographer and musician Chris Rogowski. And Madison film critic Rob Thomas talks about the box office and upcoming movies. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Of finding
resigning legislators. And now I'm starting to hear about the idea of the governor or the speaker of the House trying to expel lawmakers from office is deeply unconstitutional. And it is part of a worrying trend, is the kind of authoritarian thing we think about in other nations and is clearly unconstitutional, both under the U.S. law and under Texas's constitution.
Right. Representative Greg Kazar, am I saying that right this time?
Kazar,
okay, from the very great state of Texas. Yeah, I've been saying this, Jody. I mean, this is the gay candle guy company. You know, stole your idea.
Not well.
Republicans flee Washington to hide the Epstein files. Democrats flee Texas to protect democracy. We are not the same. I mean, exactly. That sums everything up. Not to mention, what's his name? Pat. He fled, right? He was under investigation or, you know, whatever he would for like 10 years or something. And he kept, all right. In other authoritarian news.
Oh.
It's like in other hip hop news, only different.
Much different.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Attorney General Pam Bondi directed federal prosecutors to launch a grand jury investigation into members of the Obama administration. That they manufactured intelligence about Russia's 2016 election interference. They will be able to issue subpoenas. They could also consider an indictment should the Justice Department decide to pursue a criminal case. I mean, this feels like Ukraine all over it again, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Where
they're not going to, there's no there there.
Right.
I know you can, a grand jury can indict a ham sandwich.
Actually,
but this isn't even a ham sandwich. Like, so, you know, they're going to just say Obama's under investigation and Hillary's under, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, unless they're literally at the point of manufacturing evidence, like I said, like, you know, planting the weed. Yeah. How are you going to pursue a criminal? You know,
might be planting evidence.
Oh, God.
They have the power to.
Planting weed on Obama because he used to smoke.
He did. He talks about it
in his book. Yes. Mm-mm. All right. Speaking of the rule of law, might I have my Katara Ravache? That would be George Santos. Have you noticed Republicans kind of crooky? I mean, I'm not saying no Democrats are crooks, but Republicans really super crooky. We even missed that one of the Lauren Boebert's kids got arrested again last week.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. However, Katara Ravache, that's his drag name.
Yes.
George Santos. Yes. Republican, former Republican congressman who is now in the hoosegow.
Yes.
In the hole.
Diva down, exactly.
By the way, Bella just said, oh, my God, I'm so sore from softball. And I'm like, that is the dykiest thing you've ever said.
Top golf.
Oh, sorry.
Still, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Still dykey.
Toe in the line.
Totally dykey. She's straight. I don't.
Yeah.
I was like, I've never even said anything that dykey. Okay. Oh, is this the Telenovela? Okay,
yes.
There it is.
He wrote this himself.
For the South Shore Press.
Yes.
From the hole.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to rival Mandela, isn't it, from prison? Letters from prison?
I think so. Letters from Mandela? Yeah.
I just can feel it before I even read. As I crossed the threshold of the dormitory, and took my first steps into what would become my new reality, I caught a glimpse of myself. Can we get Anna Ortiz in here to read this?
Oh, we need to.
I feel like I don't feel like I'm doing a good enough job, but okay. Don't tell Mark Cherry I sucked the smudge. Okay. I caught a glimpse of myself in the small, scratched mirror held up by one of the inmates. Wait, an inmate held up a mirror so you could check your makeup?
Okay.
He's rolling. He's rolling. Just go with it.
Is that what happens when you go to...
He's rolling.
Is that what happens when you get to prison? Oh, your foundation's horrible. Look. Your mascara's smeared.
We just watched Airplane again, so...
That image, me, hollow-eyed, clad in state-issued polyester.
Oh, babe.
It burns! It's
hot! That hair!
It's poor people material.
What are you wearing? That's awful!
I love the horror. Have you read anything from, I don't know, El Salvador? Really? The horrors of this prison is polyester?
Oh, my gosh.
Hit me like a punch to the gut.
Polyester hit him like a punch to the gut. Yep.
The tears came faster than I could stop them.
I didn't
care who saw. That reflection in that moment made the weight of my decisions, my mistakes, and the road that led me here all too real.
So he just admitted to it all. Right there.
Pretty much.
Right there.
Is he asking for a pardon? Did he say he deserves?
Yeah.
he really needed an editor for this.
Yeah.
Okay. Or a lawyer, something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Both.
The dorm itself, it brought back strange echoes of summer camp.
What?
What?
I had a horrible traumatic summer camp experience. You remember Jerry tried to throw me out of the boat when she found out I was only 7 in the middle of a lake. Stupid bitch. Okay. If summer camp had bars, regulations, and a stench of despair, that was my camp.
Camp didn't have regulations?
Go try camp in the Poconos. That's exactly what it's like. Imagine a cafeteria straight out of a public school built in the 1970s.
Oh, no! Oh,
my God, that's worse than polyester.
Oh, God.
What's wrong with cafeterias in the 70s?
Nothing.
I mean, I wouldn't know because I was born in...
Right.
Yeah.
1981.
Thanks. Same linoleum floors. So the horror so far, polyester and linoleum.
Linoleum.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Shrieking at the linoleum.
He's mad at the dirt.
He's not mad at you. He's mad at the linoleum.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And the same linoleum floors, the same clatter of trays, only now the food is joyless. Prison cuisine not up to his standards.
Right, yeah.
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 Huh. Oh, well. Uh-huh. Yeah, not prison food, not Le Cirque. Who knew? Okay.
And caviar.
Oh, I need more. I'm sorry. I'm not done with the telenova. And served with indifference. Oh, I see.
Oh, he would like to...
Oh, the waiters are too snooty in prison? Is that what you're saying?
The staff is too...
Served with indifference.
The service is atrocious.
The other inmates
are... It's atrocious.
The other inmates are indifferent, are they?
You can forget a tip, mister. I'm in what they call a camp. A minimum security facility that in theory should feel less harsh than the prisons you see on TV.
Oh.
But let's not kid ourselves. A cage is still a cage, even if it doesn't have bars.
Wait a minute.
Thank you.
He's in a jail without bars?
I don't know.
It's minimum security.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, okay.
Is he in the same place as Ghislaine Maxwell?
Lane? I don't know. That's my new garbage disposal impression.
When you drop a fork into it.
Lame.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Wow.
Poor baby.
Okay. Yeah, I just finished reading the El Salvador prison story, so forgive me if I'm, lacking in empathy, Katara. Sorry, hang on. In fact, let me find this, because I just... Okay.
Boy, she... rendered garments with that one.
Yeah. Oh, hang on.
Her chiffon
as long
is
as
wet.
We're in Republican crook stack, I did forget about Tyler Boebert, him again. 22.
Oh, all right.
He faces misdemeanor charge of child abuse because, family values, gays are icky, yada, 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 yada.
Whatever.
Blah, 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 blah. As you recall, let's review the fun facts on Tyler. In 2022, he flipped his father's SUV into a creek bed, resulting in his passenger suffering multiple concussions and severely lacerated hand.
Okay.
2024, he called the police, reported his father, Jason, was assaulting him at their home.
I remember that.
Yeah, 24, he was hit with felony charges for a series of thefts from vehicles and for using stolen credit cards at local gas stations.
Oh, my God.
I remember that.
The child in question is Tyler's 2-year-old son. That's weird that he's not a good parent. It's almost,
that's
weird.
Strange,
like, that runs in the family in some way. Also, gays are icky, blah, 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 family values. Okay.
Was he there when she was doing the Handy J?
I don't know.
They were in Colorado?
Other kids were there.
They were in Denver.
Because it was Beetlejuice.
But don't they live in the mountains or something?
They live on the other side of the mountains. They live in Grand Junction.
Yeah, so it's far from Denver.
Okay. All right, hold please. I'm trying to
find. What are you doing?
I'm trying
to find the El Salvadoran story.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. Hold please. Talk amongst yourselves.
Paid attention.
Rutabaga, rutabaga, rutabaga. Yeah. Peas and carrots.
I can't find it. Okay. All right. Wow. He is super, super. The baby monitor, Jody, going insane.
Yeah, he's upset. He has a sad.
What? Okay. I don't.
Are you okay?
First of all, didn't he call her by the wrong Sydney Sweeney? He called her something else, Sunny Sweeney.
Oh, yeah.
She's a Republican, so she's I like her a lot.
Yeah.
Shut up. Oh, Jesus.
Jody, are Americans not exhausted yet? Just the amount of hate and name calling and vitriol that spews out of his face hole every single day.
Face hole, that's a good word.
Mm-hmm. Flapping cat anus lips. Sydney Sweeney, a registered Republican.
Who cares?
She's so mean, girls.
has the hottest ad out there. It's for American Eagle, and the jeans are flying off the shelves. Go get them, Sydney. On the other ledger, Jaguar did a stupid, seriously woke advertisement. It's a total disaster.
What?
Or look at woke singer Taylor Swift ever since.
Oh, my God. Yeah, she's doing terribly.
Yeah, she's doing horribly.
Jeez, can't make a living.
She has more money than Trump does.
Yes, she does.
Ever since I alerted the world as to what she was saying on Truth and that I can't stand her hate. Okay, so he puts hate in parentheses.
Why?
With an exclamation point.
Why?
Just reminding us that he said he hated her.
Oh.
Just say you hate her again.
Yeah.
That I can't stand her. Hate. She was booed out of the Super Bowl. No.
No, she was not. Not even close.
Eagles fans, because she was rooting for Kansas City, and she didn't get booed out of there. She's okay. Anyway, and became no longer hot. Wow, someone will have to tell her $1 billion. The tide is seriously turned. Being woke is for losers. Being Republican is what you want to be. Thank you for your attention to this matter.
He did not say that at the end of
Yes, he did. Oh. He does in everyone now.
What is up with that?
Hang on, I'm not done yet.
Oh, there's more?
Oh, God, yes. Last week's job report was rigged, just like... Can't stand the whining. This is why I chose my Shut the Up Donnie shirt today, because I just need a break just from his relentless whining. Lassney's jobs report was rigged, just like the numbers prior to the presidential election were rigged. They were rigged. If it was the opposite of what he said.
Right.
The numbers. Okay.
Right.
They would have helped him.
The system makes it pretty much impossible to rig the numbers.
Yes. That's why in both cases there was massive record-setting revisions in favor of the radical left Democrats. No, it was in your favor right before the election. Okay. Hang on, he's not done. Those big adjustments were made to cover up and level out the fake political numbers that were concocted in order to make the great Republican success look less stellar. Thank you for your attention to this matter. MAGA. Sometimes he adds MAGA at the end of the...
I heard a good explanation this morning about why they revised the numbers. It's because a lot of the companies that they pull in order to get these numbers don't report on time.
Right.
And so, they report after the deadline, and so after
they have to revise.
They have to revise those numbers.
Yes. Many economists have explained over and over how this would be impossible.
Right.
They are compiled by hundreds of people.
People.
She doesn't even have anything to do with it. She just is the final person that reports
it. And they're all blindly...
It's already set by the time she gets it.
And all of the reports that they get from all of these companies are blindly put into a computer system, and the computer...
Right.
Spits out the numbers. Not a lot of people touch the numbers before they get sent out.
Right. Baby's not done. Oh, also, this was Chuck Schumer can go to hell. Okay, that was the
He said that.
Yeah, huh?
So basically, Chuck Schumer's Go to Hell Kitty from Chicago.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
Got
that's
it.
Correct.
Got it.
Which is this one? This was quite a flurry of posts. Hold on. Oh, about Obama and, the whole this thing. They must pay for the crime of the century. It's about something, 2016, Russia hoax, something, perpetrators must put. By the way, just to review, as the New York Times reported, the all there in black and white report referenced by Trump in fact shows that Russian spies fabricated the emails that the cult claim came from Hillary Clinton.
Right.
So the thing itself, that there was actual, in itself, Russia disinformation. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Are we caught up?
Thank you for your attention to this matter.
Yes. Thank you, everybody, for your attention to this matter. Oh, can I just say I got to give a very rare attaboy to Chuck Schumer, speaking of...
Okay. Yes, absolutely.
You have to give him credit when they do the... Right?
Yep.
I think they're starting to get the memo.
Do. Yes.
Yes. The Senate was on a verge of a bipartisan deal with the White House on confirming dozens of Trump administration nominees in exchange for unfreezing billions of dollars in spending until Trump blew it up twice.
Yep.
In Saturday's skirmish, Senate Democrats held firm, refused to quickly confirm Trump's nominees, who were all wildly unqualified, of course, without extracting concessions from the administration. Chuck Schumer said, is this the art of the deal? Posture, cajole, stamp your feet, then give up? That says it all. Donald Trump tried to bully us, go around us, threaten us, call us names, but he got nothing. And he walked away with his tail between his legs. Ooh, I like this.
Yeah.
New Chuck Schumer. Yeah, art of the deal. Yeah. By the way,
the art of the deal!
Democrats were only asking them to unfreeze really spending that Congress had already approved.
Yes,
and it was for important National Institute of Health, World Food Program, yada, yada, yada. So it just, anyway, this is where, Chuck Schumer, who's under. God, wouldn't you think at some point babies cried out?
Chuck Schumer, who's under tremendous political pressure from within his own party, the radical left lunatics, to go to hell!
Oh, God. God, I can't wait for his telenovelas from prison. They're going to be really dramatic.
So, is that new ballroom just going to be completely stained on the inside from ketchup being thrown at the walls?
Yes, one would think.
Okay.
On the gold
on the
plated
gold-plated
stuff.
Walls.
Yeah.
Gross.
God. Okay, 49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by the Knockbox.
Knockbox.
You know what? You can even organize it in a bark park if you want to.
You could, conceivably.
Knockbox. If you're traveling
in Sheboygan,
yes, you know what you got, everything you have to do, right? Instructions for your house sitter, the name and number of your vet, code to your alarm system, if you think about the steps you take to prepare for vacation, you get an idea what goes into the Knockbox.
Theknockbox.com.
The code is Stephanie, that's NOKBOX. It's a complete system that helps you organize all of your accounts, possessions, and estate plans for your next of kin. Comprehensive checklist that helps ensure you that everything you'll need to manage your estate when you're gone. On mine will also say, Jody did it. Okay. Insurance policies, keys to your storage unit. My chopped up body's in the storage unit. Jody did it. Right now, Stephanie Miller listeners can save 16.
That got dark.
Yeah. Is there any other kind of lighting right now? No. Dark time in America. Stephanie Miller listeners, save 16% off the Knockbox of your choice. Just go to theknockbox.com. Use the code Stephanie for that 16% off.
MF-er, I want more.
Stephanie Miller.
If you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why, and ignoring it could accelerate aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That is why millions have turned to his breakthrough formula, Native Path Collagen, to restore what time takes away. This isn't another generic supplement. This is a clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones, reduce joint pain, visibly reduce wrinkles, sagging skin, boost hair fullness, reverse nail damage, improve cellulite appearance. Real results in as little as 14 days. Right now, get 45% off only for a limited time at getnativepath.com/Stephanie. That's nativepath.com/Stephanie. Supplies are limited. Demand is surging.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-511-5493. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-511-5493. That's 800-511-5493. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Yeah, yeah, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. Jody Hamilton knew about this 11 billion years ago. That's how ahead of her time she is. The state of the world, I know, right? You're overwhelmed, you're angry, you're depressed. You had it with people capitulating, bending the knee. Not Credo Mobile. They're America's only progressive phone company. Every month they donate to progressive nonprofits that are fighting for you. The ACLU, Planned Parenthood, on and on. They need our help more than ever. Right now you get to vote where your dollars go. You get the largest, the fastest, most reliable coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone, your current number. So don't try that new phone. Who dis, Jody? Because I know you have the same number.
I've had the same cell phone number since 1994.
See? Can't evade me. Okay.
I've had my number since 1998.
Yeah. calling Chris Lovewatt. Credo Mobile, the smart, easy way to make a big difference in the world. Go to credomobile.com. Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25 at credomobile.com. Pete in Wisconsin, everybody. Hi, Pete.
Hey, morning, folks.
Morning. Morning.
There was a Republican representative that had a town hall. I think his name was Representative Flood, Mike Flood or something
yes,
like that.
Yes, he was flooded with booze.
Yes, yep. He was.
Yeah.
There was a lady who asked a question that I want to shine a light on, and because it was perfect. She ticked through all of the costs of, like, you know, ICE in L.A. She ticked off the cost of Alligator Auschwitz.
Yeah, she called it Alligator Auschwitz. And she said, how much does fascism cost the taxpayer? I mean, it was great.
Yep. And that is the type of energy that we really need to be bringing.
Yep.
And, you know, and if that's happening in, like, Republican areas, like, we need to keep that pressure on.
Yeah.
And no, the other neat thing that I...
Absolutely. And why do you think they're trying to gerrymander? This is happening all the time, these town halls.
I mean, Lincoln, Nebraska.
It started with booze shortly after he took the stage, ended with a chance of vote him out. They talked about Trump firing the labor statistics, the Epstein files, I mean, cuts to Medicaid. I mean, you know, voters are paying attention, and that's what they're afraid of.
You cannot forestall reality forever, right?
Right.
And once the pain, and everyone sees it, and you can see it coming as clear as day, and this tension in the Republican Party is only going to build. It's only going to get worse for the orange monstrosity from here. And I would really like to hear Malcolm Nance's take it, because I think this is a dangerous, dangerous time.
Yeah.
Because you trap an insane guy in a corner.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, good Lord.
Yeah, exactly, Pete. No, that's exactly when a, you know, somebody cornered is the most dangerous. Senator Gallego said, I've been sounding the alarm for months. Trump gutted the agency that tracks inflation. Now he's just fired the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics because he doesn't like the latest jobs report. Trump is crashing the economy and then trying to cook the books to cover it up. He's not going to be able to cover it up because people are going to feel it and see it. And based on these polling numbers in town halls, boy howdy is my point.
Okay. Gosh golly.
Yeah. Jody Hamilton's here. Charlie Pierce coming up.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we'll discuss the Trump tariffs. They're off, they're on, they're up, they're down. But what does it mean to us in Wisconsin? We'll be joined by Wisconsin business owner Kyle LaFond on that and also PBS.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
If you love animals and want to help in Dane County, shop, donate, or volunteer at one of Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores. They sell gently used and new clothes, home goods, toys, furniture, and more. All proceeds support the comfort and care of animals in need. Dane County Humane Society Thrift Stores. Shop Thrift Store West on Watts Road and Thrift Store East on High Crossing Boulevard. Visit giveshelter.org/thrift to learn more.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The U.S. Coast Guard Marine Board of Investigation has released its final report on the Titan submersible implosion that killed OceanGate CEO Stockton Rush. The report says that Rush was warned again and again how dangerous his submersible was, and not only ignored the warnings, but threatened anyone who raised concerns with lawsuits or firings. Opponents of planned redistricting in Texas say if Republicans in the state win in their attempt to redraw congressional district to heavily favor the GOP, the Republicans are giving their okay for Democrats to be rounded up and arrested if they don't return to the state and vote on new maps. In Boston, hazy is the word of the day.
It looks like fog, but I'm guessing it is a smoke, the Canadian fire smoke. We're used to it, you know. People that play soccer, they have to train their lungs and stuff, so it kind of always, it all feels the same, you know, at the end.
The smoke is yellowing skies and making it difficult for some to breathe. This is ABC News.